You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Black History Month is observed in February in the United States. I was surprised to learn it's also observed in Canada, in Ireland, the Netherlands, maybe other places as well. In California, the recognition will kick off with A Taste of Africa this Friday at the Capitol. The event focuses on the role of Black Californians during the Gold Rush. In the studio with me is Michael Harris of the California Black Agriculture Working Group. He's coordinating the events at the Capitol. Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
Glad to have you here.
It's good to be here.
In a moment, we're expecting that Rick Warren will join us. He is CEO of the Sacramento Black Expo, which is marking its 31st year. He will be speaking at Friday's event. So can I ask you in a shortened summary, about the history of Black Californians in the Gold Rush. What is that story?
Well, it's a story of a greater measure of freedom for people that was seeking, the gold. And the idea that prior to that, there were people of African descent that were already here in California. And, you know, that part of history is just not well known and not told in the history books because, you know, we defeated Mexico. We don't talk about the Spanish 300 years of Spain in California. So that part of the history and the African contribution gets lost.
So everybody coming west during the Gold Rush had dreams of some sort. Were the dreams as possible for people of African American or Black descent? Was the freedom and the horizon as wide open during the Gold Rush times?
Actually, it was. And here along the American River Parkway is probably the best example in the entire Gold Rush community because we have the Black chef at Sutter's Fort, the cooper who makes the barrels. And so the financial capital behind Sutter is a Black man who is a treasurer of San Francisco. And so you have towns, Negro Bar, Negro Hill. Up above Coloma, you have Negro Bluff. And these were gold mining towns that grew into what we call today El Dorado Hills was Negro Hills. The city of Folsom was Negro Bar. So you had the early days. It was a very strong free people of African descent establishing a foothold in Gold Rush, California.
There's been some challenge and consternation about the name, about Negro Bar, and about it continuing to be used. Where are you on that discussion?
Well, I'm more on the side of education because I think if we all have the same information, we'll all come to the same conclusion. Because if you say for 300 years this was Spain, and then people of African descent were leading the charge, the general in the Mexican army was a man of African descent leading the independence. The last governor of California was a man of African descent, Pio Pico. So the idea that Negro means black in Spanish, and that during this, 325 years period of time, black people were an integral part of the California experience. But when we get to 1849, and now we have changed from civil law to English common law, and now black people are not human beings anymore. We're three-fifths of a human being for somebody else's empowerment. And so we don't want to, transition and tell that story in an honest way. So we just don't talk about it, and we want to remove the name Negro because we're just completely ignorant and it's not in our history books.
I think there's a thought that it will be offensive if it's used and children continue to be taught in that kind of language. Rick Warren is now in the studio with us. Do you want to add to this discussion about...
And the thing that I take from it all is that, being the founder and the president of the Sacramento Black History Month Black Expo, as we begin our 31st annual Black Expo at Cal Expo, February 23rd, 24th, it is these type of interesting facts and points that must be discussed. And we have roundtable sessions and open forums where Michael and other literary educators come out and they talk about these issues so that young people can become educated and make their choices as long as they have the access to information. Having the access to information opportunities, what Black Expo is all about, which is why we're happy to have people such as Michael, who's a great historian on what's going on in California, to come out and talk to young people and give them insight and things that they should be able to take to the table, discuss with their parents and so forth. So it's all of a coming together, which Black History Month is all about, is everyone coming together and talking about the history, but also preparing for the future. So we're really excited about it. And I think that the forum is more important then it's not an argument, it's just a discussion, right? And so using the terminologies and packing that terminology up with the historical references are very important.
Every aspect of history has hidden figures.
Absolutely.
These people that were unrecognized in the Black History Gold Rush story of California. Who were some of those people, either literally or figuratively, that are either under the radar or not written or taught about?
Yeah, there's so many of them. And the idea that we had whole towns, I mean, literally thousands of people of African ancestry in the Gold Rush era. And some were free and others were enslaved. And the documentation is there. So we're working with the state librarian, with the state archivist, working with the Mormon community genealogist, so we can identify who exactly these people are. So some of the leading persons, William Alexander Leidesdorff, who was the African founding father of California, who owned 35,000 acres, mm-hmm. you know, from Bradshaw Road to the county line. Daniel Blue, who in the basement of his house founded the first Black church west of the Mississippi. Nancy Gooch, who ironically ended up owning 300 acres surrounding Coloma, the very site where gold was found in the mill trace of a lumber mill that John Sutter owned. She owned all of that land after the gold rush and became very wealthy as an agriculturalist. So, I mean, there's a lot of stories that we're insisting now that go into the history books, and that's why we're in the state capitol and engaging with the politicians and the new state superintendent of public school, who's an African Latino man who understands it from his own personal experience and his own personal journey, why it's not taught in our schools today. Because it's a beautiful story, because we're all here, but everybody's not in the book that's taught at the schools. So we need to move away from this enslavement story that Black people all of a sudden just came on the planet as slaves and talk about the richness of our history, you know, deep into the past, currently today, and what people of African descent could contribute in the future, which means preparing in school and preparing to be meaningful contributors to the forward flow of humanity, which is what we want people to take away from it.
That kind of coincides with what we did at Black Expo last year when Michael and I came up with a concept called Black History Makers from Home. And Sac State and some other Los Rios all sponsored this incredible exhibit that we put on display to talk about the Black history makers from Sacramento and its region, because there are some that are still alive and there are some that, you know, have passed on but have historical reference, right, and relevance. So it was really an incredible exhibit. And we're going to do it again this year. So we're going to have Black History Makers from Home, where you can walk down an aisleway and read up about all these great historical people who have done so much for California and Sacramento, but then come up into the current people, too, that are currently Black history makers from home. So it's an incredible journey that you'll be able to walk through as you come through the Black Expo and walk through the halls of Cal Expo. So that's going to be exciting.
And that's February 23rd and 24th.
Yes.
This Friday at the Capitol is A Taste of Africa, and that is a celebration of the food, the culture, but also exhibits as well, Michael.
Yeah, we're going to kick it off and talk about what's going to happen. It's kind of nice that the next day is Sacramento Museum Day. And so we're going to be featuring Sojourner Truth Museum in town and encouraging other museums to pull out of the back some of the Black history that's in their museums that's often not shown, but they have it. And then also have Voices of the Ancestors as an African marketplace the next day, and then fully engage some of the members at the state capitol and the new officers of the state, see where they are with embracing a greater measure of Pan-African culture, what kind of trade and commerce is happening with Africa, with the fifth largest economic power on the earth, and kind of weigh in. Just a little taste of Africa. We won't get people too nervous, but we want to have a taste of Africa with the food, as well as a broader conversation of what it means to be African in California.
That's at the California State Capitol, room 126. You're listening to Michael Harris and Rick Warren, and we'll post links so that you can find out more information about these events, which are at the Capitol. It's free and open to the public.
Yes, we're in room 126, And because we're here on Insight with Beth, I'm sure it's going to be standing room only, so get there early.
I'll take that endorsement. Thank you. And Rick, for the expo, same, open to the public?
Open to the public, free Saturday and Sunday. It's a free event at Cal Expo, so come on out and enjoy yourself.
One more question. Ultimately, I know you have a vision for a big exhibit, a big home for all of the history that you're piecing together. In your mind, where is that?
Well, it's a long-term vision to have a first-class Smithsonian type of museum in the capital of the fifth largest economy on the planet. In the interim, we're going to utilize Negro Bar State Park and some of the things we've been working on 20 years with Joe and Shirley Moore, just build on what's already in place with the general plan at Negro Bar to expand it and tell that story. No different than what's at Sutter's Fort, no different than what's in Coloma. It's just tell the period in context of 1840, tell the Gold Rush story as we transition from Mexico to the United States. So we're going to be doing that on Earth Day at Negro Bar, and then, of course, Juneteenth, we do that annually. And then 170th anniversary of the town Negro Bar in September. So we're really going to focus on Negro Bar and bringing it alive so people could see period costumes. Yes, there were actually people of African descent working with the Russians, working with the Mormons, working with the Chileans. Everybody was here. But people need to see that. You know, Little House on the Prairie and everybody's black. People going to love it.
All right. Thank you both for the visit. And it sounds like we'll be talking again about everything happening later in the year.
Yes, ma'am.
So until then, Michael, appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
That is Michael Harris, and he is with the California Black Agriculture Working Group, coordinating the events at the Capitol this Friday. Also, Rick Warren, CEO of the Sacramento Black History Black Expo, celebrating its 31st year. Rick, thanks for making
time
as well.
Thank you very much.
This is Insight on CAP Radio.